There is a shift in 2020. For the first time in a presidential election campaign, prominent gun control groups are outspending the NRA, according to reporting in The Hill. And according to the Pew Research Center, 60% of Americans now say gun laws should be made stricter. Among Republicans, that drops to 31%, and it rises to 86% among Democrats. So we thought we'd check in where New Hampshire voters and lawmakers stand on gun laws. And here to do that for us is Josh Rogers of NHPR. And my silly little computer isn't working, but hi, Josh.
Good day, Robin. How are you?
He's in the studio with us. And today is primary day. Candidates have proposals. But is that something that gets people to the polls here in New Hampshire?
Well, I mean, certainly the Democratic candidates have been talking about doing things to curb gun violence of all sorts, be it mass shootings, shootings more small scale, and, you know, death by suicide from guns. You know, as far as actually motivating voters, it's certainly more of a single issue for Second Amendment activists. There are certainly plenty of Republican and conservative voters who can be driven to the polls by the specter of a politician who might want to limit gun rights. I think that that's fair to say. But in terms of the Democratic side, there's really not a huge amount of difference between most of the positions of the candidates vying presently. I mean, in the waning hours of the primary here, Joe Biden was invoking some of the votes by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took against the Brady bill to extend liability protections to gun manufacturers some time ago. Mm-hmm. You know, Sanders' current position is that things need to be done about gun violence, including, you know, tightening laws.
Right. Well, and back to New Hampshire, we should say this is a state that has a Democratic legislature, Republican governor. The legislature succeeds in passing new gun laws, but they don't make it to the books because Republican Governor Chris Sununu, and we talked to him today, vetoes them. That you can go through the different laws, but what is the sense of any new legislation passing?
Well, I mean, the governor's been pretty clear that in his words, he's comfortable with gun laws as they exist. And, you know, it's interesting because when he ran for the first time for governor in 2016, he suggested an openness to universal background checks. He's changed his position on that. And one of the first bills he signed as governor was one that got rid of the permitting requirement for concealed carry of firearms. So right now, anybody can carry a weapon concealed without needing the approval of local law enforcement, which had been the law for some time and was supported by police chiefs. You know, last year, the governor vetoed three bills: universal background checks, a 3-day waiting period on gun purchases, and a prohibition of guns on school property. And, you know, he issued a single veto message that was essentially New Hampshire has a culture of responsible gun ownership and is one of the safest states in the country. Therefore, we need no further limits on gun rights.
And he's also said that it won't prevent evil individuals from doing harm.
He's also proposed more money to, you know, on the school shooting front to bolster safety at schools. But, you know, on the gun front, he's made it pretty clear that he likes things the way they are.
Well, the latest bill passed in the House was the red flag law. Now, many states have this. It was passed in early January. It would allow family members or law enforcement to petition a judge to temporarily remove guns from someone who's deemed an immediate threat to themselves or others. What's the debate about this here? Because, you know, something like 90% of deaths by gun in this state, if I've got this right, are by suicide. And we know, you know, both families and police are very much for this for that reason.
Well, the suicide rate has climbed in New Hampshire. I think we have, I think the last I knew, it was the 16th highest rate of suicide by state. And it
connected to opioids, by the way?
I think that they're all related.
Yeah.
And we have an overtaxed mental health system in New Hampshire, and that's another factor. You know, it'll be interesting to see how this bill moves through the process. I mean, the governor has not, to my knowledge, come right out and said what he would do with this bill, but he's been pretty clear that he likes gun laws as they are, which, you know, anyone who pays attention to him would read as this bill probably doesn't have a great chance.
So he hasn't said whether or not he'll veto it if it goes all the way through. Anything else, any other gun legislation on the horizon, or does the legislature just give up at a certain point?
Well, I mean, one thing that's interesting is that, you know, polling does indicate that most New Hampshire people are probably more comfortable with tighter gun laws than we have, certainly culturally within the Republican Party. You know, Second Amendment activists, there are numbers of them. Whether or not their sway is overstated, I mean, you indicated that, you know, spending on the gun control side of the debate is exceeding spending on the gun rights side of the debate. And, you know, I do wonder sometimes whether the consciousness of politicians lags behind the public on this one. And, you know, one politician, a Republican state senator who used to be a congressman, once told me, well, you know, I think some of these so-called 2A guys, their power is overstated. But, you know, until something really bad, mass shooting happens in New Hampshire, there's not going to be much momentum.
Okay, that's Josh Rogers. He covers politics for NHPR and joined us in the studio here. Josh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin.